Hello everyone, welcome to Voice of Wisdom. In today's story, we'll explore an important lesson about the value of time, so let's dive in and stay with us until the very end. In a bustling modern city, there lived a young man named Ravi. Ravi was smart and ambitious. He had a good job, a nice apartment, and big dreams. But Ravi had one major problem. He didn't value time. He spent hours scrolling through his phone, watching movies, and delaying important work. His father often warned him, "Time is precious, Ravi. If you waste it, you'll regret it later." But Ravi never listened. He always thought, "I can finish my work later. There's plenty of time." One day, Ravi's manager gave him a big project to complete. It was his chance to prove himself and get a promotion. But instead of working on the project, Ravi kept delaying it. "I'll start tomorrow," he told himself every day. When the deadline came, Ravi had only finished half of the work. His manager was very angry. The company lost an important client, and Ravi lost his job. At first, Ravi thought losing his job was the worst thing that could happen. But soon his life became even worse. With no money, he couldn't pay his rent. His landlord threw him out of his apartment. His friends stopped talking to him. His family was upset. His father said, "Ravi, you wasted so much time. Look where it has brought you." Ravi felt ashamed. He had nothing left, no job, no home, and no hope. With no other choice, Ravi left the city and went back to his village. He thought, "Maybe the peace of the countryside will help me think clearly." In the village, Ravi spent his days wandering. He avoided people because he felt embarrassed. One evening, as the sun was setting, Ravi went to a quiet place near the edge of the village. He sat under a big banyan tree, holding his head in his hands. He felt hopeless. Suddenly, he heard a calm voice. "Why do you look so sad, young man?" Ravi looked up and saw a monk standing in front of him. The monk's face was kind and peaceful. He wore simple clothes and carried a wooden staff. "I've ruined my life," Ravi said. "I lost my job, my home, and my respect. There's nothing left for me now." The monk sat beside Ravi and said, "Tell me your story." Ravi told the monk everything, how he wasted time, missed opportunities, and lost everything. The monk listened carefully and then said, "Your story reminds me of another man who faced a similar problem. Let me tell you about him. There was once a farmer named Gopal," the monk began. "He was a hard-working man, but he didn't respect time. Every morning, Gopal woke up late and delayed his work. He always said, 'I'll do it tomorrow.' One year during planting season, Gopal delayed sowing his seeds. By the time he started, it was too late. The rains came and his seeds didn't grow properly. When harvest season came, Gopal's fields were empty. He had no crops to sell, no food for his family, and no money. One night, as Gopal sat under the stars, he realized his mistake. He said to himself, 'I lost my harvest, not because of bad luck, but because I wasted time.' From that day, Gopal changed. He woke up early, worked hard, and never delayed his tasks again. The next year, his fields were full of crops. He became the most successful farmer in the village." The monk looked at Ravi and said, "Do you see, my child? Gopal failed because he didn't value time, but he learned from his mistake and changed his life. You can do the same." Ravi asked, "But how? I've already lost so much." The monk smiled and said, "You haven't lost everything. You still have time. Time is like a seed. If you plant it wisely, it will grow into success. But if you waste it, your life will remain empty, like Gopal's fields." The monk handed Ravi a small hourglass. "Use this hourglass," he said. "When you feel like wasting time, watch the sand fall. Remember, once the sand is gone, you can't get it back. The same is true for time." Ravi thanked the monk and returned home with the hourglass. He decided to change his life. Every morning, Ravi woke up early and made a plan for his day. He completed his tasks on time and avoided distractions. Slowly, he started to rebuild his life. He found small freelance jobs and worked hard. His clients were impressed and soon he got a full-time job. It wasn't easy, but Ravi stayed focused. He also apologized to his family for his mistakes. His father forgave him and said, "I'm proud of you, Ravi. You've learned the value of time." Ravi kept the hourglass on his desk. Whenever he felt lazy, he would watch the sand fall and remind himself, "Time is precious, I won't waste it." If this story inspired you, share it with someone who needs motivation. Subscribe to Voice of Wisdom for more life-changing lessons.